August meeting of the December 1st meeting of the Historic Site and Monuments Commission together. We want to welcome all of our guests. We will not ask you to speak unless you're going to excuse me. Thank you for coming too. The minutes were, we've been given the graciousness of the staff, a 2017 calendar for each of you. So please take that with their highest regards.
Sarah has a little bit to say about it if you.
And Sarah, do you have something to say about this? Go ahead.
Well, we have a PDF here so everyone in the audience can see it. So this is a calendar we've made for the past few years, and we're going to try to do every year to highlight a different aspect of the historic districts. This year, we've been working on getting over 6,000 slides scanned and put into our archives, and that's where these pictures came from, and it shows a lot of different buildings changing over time and some unique aspects of the districts that may be new to people. Just give me a little bit of time.
Are we putting murals too?
We can do murals.
And other works of monumental works of art.
We haven't done that.
Things that we have some purview over, it might be nice. Because there's some very nice monuments and things up
there. Yeah.
So we might consider doing that since you probably don't have enough to take pictures of. Anyway, just a thought.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is very nice and thank you for it. I would suggest in a cost-cutting measure, you talk to Christian Sotillo. You know those enormous books he would give us to the Historic Review Board, and they looked like they cost $500 a piece. I mean, these were really something. And it was something less than 10, I think he said. You know, hasn't done an 8. Huh. So, I mean, I was just stunned. I couldn't believe it. So you might want to ask him someday.
Good point. Thank you, Seth. While we're talking about murals, and we got a little time here, waiting for Christopher Shield anyway, I point out to the staff, if any of y'all drive on Montgomery Street, if you will be driving north towards Gwinnett Street, you know, there's a liquor store on the corner of Gwinnett and Montgomery. It's been there forever. On the south side of the building, they have, the entire building's whole side is one, for lack of a better word, mural up there. It's a painting. It's an ad. So it's a sign. It qualifies as a sign. But it's the entire side of the building. And it shocked me when I saw it. I thought it was pretty distracting.
It's new, right? You're not talking about
something. Yeah, it's relatively new. I mean, but, and I didn't even just wonder where signs stop and mural not murals, but
billboards.
Outdoor advertising begins, okay? Because it's huge. And I just say, next time y'all buy that. And you know the place where we did the boxing? Okay, and it was nice and everything else, but I mentioned this before, on the top of the building is a split building there.
Uh-huh.
So the building it's on is higher than the building next to it. Uh-huh. Did you go by and look at it? They've actually painted something, a mural type thing, on the south side of the building. It's hard to see, and I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I just wanted you to go take a look at it. I'm always worried about people doing what they're not supposed to do and screwing it up for everybody else. So just take a look at it.
Okay.
We have our first matter on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. They were distributed to you electronically. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve the minutes of the November meeting.
There. Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. Ayes have them, so order. Okay. Item number 4 is petition of Skadden Museum of Art, 601 Turner Boulevard, Public Art. Sarah?
Good afternoon. This is our first petition today, as Eli mentioned, for 601 Turner Boulevard, which is the Skadden Museum of Art. You can see where it's located here to give you an idea. This application is for temporary public artwork. The project will consist of a vinyl material on the glass tower of the Skadden Museum, and it's part of a larger project called Define that will run through the end of February, and the art will be removed around July 10th to 12th. to give you an idea, that's where it will be placed, is on this tower here. In terms of the standards, for the theme, the work is related to color theory and concepts that were developed by the artist. And here's some renderings of the art that's proposed. It encapsulates the artist's groundbreaking interest in the way color is experienced. It will also serve as a beacon for the SCAD Museum of Art during its display. And all theme standards are met. In terms of the location, it was created specifically for this location on the glass tower, and will meet all the location standards as well. In terms of design, this, as you can see, is an abstract design consisting of overlapping color bands that will create a subtle effect where new colors are perceived as people move around the building. And all of the standards are met as well. And the vinyl that's proposed to be used is designed specifically for exteriors and is water resistant and durable, but what can be easily removed at the end of the project simply by peeling it off of the tower. In terms of artist qualifications, the artist is Carlos Cruz Diaz. He's a major protagonist in the field of kinetic and off art and is one of the key 20th century thinkers in this realm. His artworks are housed in permanent collections, including the Museum of Modern Art in New York and the Tate Modern in London, and all standards for artist selection are met as well. And these are some examples of previous work of his. And this is a list of solo and group exhibitions that he's been a part of. In terms of funding, the standard is also met. It will be fully funded by the applicant and is located on private property. So staff is recommending approval of the public art with the condition that it is approved by the Historic District Board of Review, since it is located in the Historic District, because otherwise it meets the standards in the master planning guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art, and I can answer any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions of staff?
Yes. I don't think I understand this yet. Is this tower going to be lit up constantly?
There was no indication that it would be. It will be lit up, obviously, when the museum is lit up. They could probably speak more specifically, but there wasn't anything mentioned in the submittal about it constantly.
What is the logic of wanting the Historic District Board of Review?
It's located in the Historic District, so it has to be reviewed by them.
Mm-hmm. We can call on the petitioners to ask any more direct questions on the design, I guess, but the any questions on staff about this regulatory fit? Okay. All right, someone's going to be speaking on behalf of this petition. You come up and introduce yourself to the board. I appreciate it.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us. My name is Sean McGee. I'm the Director of Operations for the SCAD Museum of Art. To answer your question, the tower is constantly lit up at night. There's always light shining from the inside. And essentially when Professor Sotil, Christian Sotil, designed it, it was to be a beacon of light when you're coming over the bridge from South Carolina, so that it's lit up, so you know you've arrived in Savannah, that you've arrived at SCAD, and that you've arrived at the SCAD Museum Park.
I have read your proposal. I'm having trouble understanding it because I'm not much of an artist, but is it going to be continuous colors or something like that?
Each window slat or the slats that go along the tower will have a piece of vinyl placed over it. So the color in and of itself is static, but what it is it plays with your eyes. If you, I was trying to best describe it as, if you're driving at night and you look up and there's a guy with the high beams on you in your rear view and you look away and you have that blue spot, essentially that's what it is as you're looking at these colors, your eye is going to show the exact opposite color as you're moving around. So essentially you're playing with your optics in your eyes.
So you're turning the tower into a stained glass window?
I guess, yeah, it's stained. Yeah.
Actually, I think, I was on the Historic Review Board when the tower came up.
All right.
And I was afraid it would look like it was going to look like a Chinese takeout box, but it turned out very nicely.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as translucent as I was hoping.
Right.
So this might fix that.
It's also nice as the sun sets, as you know, Professor, over Eichberg Hall, it casts the sun right through the tower and it really makes it vibrant right at sunset. So that's an additional element to the color and the light.
So it's going to be all kinds of colors?
Essentially, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the actual color and then how your eye perceives it and translates it.
is only going to be up for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But the part is, the first question is, it's not going to be lit any more than it's already lit.
No, sir.
And instead of it being an open glass box, it's now going to have color to it.
Correct.
Okay. It's only going to be lit from the inside like it is now.
Correct.
And I'm sorry, I missed that it was going to be temporary somehow. But it is going to be temporary?
It will. It is in honor of Carlos Cruz Diaz, who is our honoree for the fine art, and it will come down the first week in June, I believe, or just after the first week in June. Sure. Very easy to take off. I've actually felt the material. It's just standard vinyl like you would have on any glass or wall. Feels right on and off. Really easy. So if there is an issue with any of the pieces individually, we can get up there, take them down easy, and replace it if needed. And then when the project is complete, very easy to take down.
And we're not precluding any other use, any similar use in the future, right? I mean, it doesn't say this is a one-time only, can't ever be done again type thing. We're just proving it for this use now.
Correct.
It'll come down sometime in June, July.
Correct.
That doesn't mean you can't come back in September and say,
here's another,
you know, we want to put a picture of the chairman of the Star Side Monument. And, you know, we obviously want to do that. So. Okay. Anybody else have any more questions of the petitioner or the staff? Is ready to entertain a motion. We have a motion.
Yeah, okay. I move that we accept the petition of the SCAD Museum of Art.
Staff recommendation.
I'm sorry, that's what I should have said. Accept the staff recommendation concerning the item 4 on the regular agenda of the petition of the SCAD Museum of Art.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Ayes have it. So ordered. Okay, now our item number 5 is at the same location. This is the picture of the chairman. Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
Good afternoon. Again, this is a project for the SCAD Museum of Art at 601 Turner Boulevard, part of the same program for Define Art. This is for two crosswalks that are already existing in the museum. You know, an idea here is a rendering of one of them, or the crosswalks here. And so those, the crosswalks themselves will be the art in by the same artist. So in terms of standards,
you mean by the same artist as the previous petition?
Yes, as the previous petition. For the theme, this is again related to color theory and concepts developed by the artist. The artist's intention is to inject visual interest and experience of his artwork into the public realm, and that meets all the theme standards. In terms of location, the first location is on Fulham Avenue, and the second location is all the way through Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard on the concrete hugging the museum. All are met with the exception of the one reading, murals should not be located in an area which may cause undue distraction to drivers, thereby creating a safety hazard. Staff is asking for additional information on this. We want traffic engineering to provide written approval, and they have expressed some concerns. They were going to try to be here today, but they couldn't make it. They have some concerns about the materials and how it might affect the crosswalks and drivers. They said they have spoken to SCAD, so they may be able to speak more on that. In terms of design, I'll give you a few more pictures here. It will be traffic paint that is applied. The artwork is an abstract design, again, consisting of overlapping color bands. And all of these standards are met for the design. And there's a picture of similar work that he's done previously. They will be using what's called Gorilla Traffic Paint and asphalt art, which can also all be easily removed and be pressure washing them off and replacing any traffic paint that is disturbed with the same time frame as the previous art piece that was approved. In terms of artist qualifications, it's the same artist. So again, all of those standards are met, and these are crosswalk projects that he has done previously. And again, a list of exhibitions. In terms of funding for the budget, the standards met. The applicant's paying for the installation and removal of the art. However, in terms of the escrow payment, since this is a public space, Staff is requesting additional information. Since it's located on public property, we will need details on the funding, including an escrow payment if required by the city. So staff is recommending approval with the following conditions. Traffic engineering provide written approval for the crosswalks. Funding details are provided, because otherwise it meets the standards and the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And I can answer any questions you may have.
I have a question, just for my own sake. What happens if we have blinding rainstorms? Will that wash it away?
I do not know. Doesn't sound like it to me, but it may.
Just like regular paint.
It's specifically designed for this purpose, but...
Okay, so it's not going to look all worn out if we have a rainy month or something like that?
What about after 6 months of wear? You wonder how, it's going to look, because it's being run.
Well, didn't they say they can take it down?
They are. It's temporary.
It's going to be the same temporary time frame as the other one, coming down in June.
We'll find out.
Yeah, no, I just wonder how it's going to wear. If it's something that is able to be pressure washed off, it's not permanent traffic paint, which is a whole different epoxy paint.
It is different, but it is designed for this use.
Well, I wonder how it's going to wear, but it's just, and, I think it's important to get approval from, traffic office, but... have they ever approved something like this before? It seems like it wouldn't fit with codes as opposed to crossworks.
As far as I know, this is the first project of this type that's been proposed, which I think is part of their struggle. They had some concerns, like I said, I don't know exactly what all of them were, but it probably is concerning sort of driver safety, pedestrian safety, those sorts of issues.
So let me just go back to what your recommendation is. The recommendation is to approve the petition subject to the approval of the City of Savannah Traffic Engineering Department.
Yes.
So, I guess we could reverse the order and ask the department to have them approve it. But then again, if we weren't going to approve it to begin with, then it would have been a waste of their time. So somebody's got to be the chicken and somebody's got to be the egg. So I'm not sure which one we are. We're going to go further. So I understand. So we're being asked to approve it subject to the approval of the city.
Yes.
Okay. That's your recommendation. I think you should make an observation. It's nothing to do with design. These art exhibits that are really sort of like technical applications on window on the glass and on the ground, you really need to publicize the hell out of it, because everybody who sees it, the first question is, what is that and why is it here? Okay, so, and those are the kind of, those questions generally initiate negative thoughts. So the first thought in the public's mind needs to be, hey, this is cool, look what they're doing to the tower. And hey, this is a neat way of viewing crosswalks. And I say that because it's the first thought that generally rules the day. So if you don't put the positive thought in it, people don't like it because they just won't like it. That's just my free marketing advice, okay? All right, we have the chair is open to a motion on this petition.
I'll move that we accept the staff recommendations subject to the approval of traffic engineering.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, hearing no other further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. You beat us up pretty badly, sir, but you made it all right.
Sorry.
What is your name, sir? You know the only person we don't know.
Jake Erland, Chief Preparator for the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Chief?
Preparator.
Okay. Well, good to have
you. Thank you, sir.
Anything else? Our next meeting is scheduled for, according to our calendar here, our next meeting is on January 5th of 2017. And maybe you can bring some of these calendars so that anybody can make it that for me. Is there anything else anybody needs to bring up before the board?
I would like to, my term ends at the end of this time. And I'm not sure if they'll renew it or not, I have no idea. But I just want to thank you, Eli, and thank everyone on the board, and Ellen, of course. I learned a lot to be on this board, and I actually enjoyed it very much, and I appreciated being asked to do it. So,
well, Tom, you're a terrific member, and I have to think that my experience goes too far back with city council is that when people are appointed to a board, even though they have a specific town, they serve at the pleasure of the board until they're replaced. So, seriously.
Oh, you poor man.
That's true.
That's serious. I mean, being serious. So you serve at the pleasure of the board, of the pleasure of council, until they reappoint someone. There were two vacancies, and there were two applicants, you being one of them. So,
but if they reduce it to one, like they probably should, then, one person's going to go ahead.
Well, we'll deal with all that kind of stuff.
As long as you give me notice that.
No, hey, I think that's great. And this is just a good way for him to get, our thanks and appreciation. Because he knows he has probably a good chance he's going to stick on, but he's going to roll it into a full term. But you are our vice chairman. As it is, and so we are an important member of the board, and you put up with me all this time, which is in and of itself an accomplishment. And we thank you for what you've done, and hopefully we'll be thanking you for what your continued service will be.
I'll be happy to serve longer, certainly. It's been a pleasure. But anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Well, for the record,
if I don't see anyone,
thank you.
I think that's good. Okay, anything else? It's done. Thank you, folks.